It's 3:30 in the morning. We just got hit by something right outside my window, and a crab just flew everywhere. A bunch of incoming. And you probably hear a lot of bamming and whamming in the background. They just blew up an ammo dump just on the other side of the bunker line. And it's been a lot of ground fire. Just listen close, you can hear it. There's been some incoming mortars. There's a light observation airplane up above us. It's had an attack contoon just as earlier this evening. LOH was flying over, and they figured it might be enemy calling in fire. Incidentally, we're about 50 feet from the hangar with the target on the top. Just listen to that. There's some outgoing. They got the sky all lit up with flares. Flares everywhere. A bunch of Claymore mines go off down there on the bunker line. There comes another gunship. It seemed like it took them a week to get off the ground. That was the closest hit that's ever been scored everywhere I was at. Just about knocked my rear end clean out of bed.
Lighting up the sky over in that area, isn't it?
Light them over here, not over there.
Yeah.
We wish the road boys would get their ass.
Yeah. I wonder if the NVA police control board's down this far yet. Boy, that was... Is that a flare? Anything like that in my whole life. Well, I bet that LOH or that airplane they was talking about. Your binoculars a minute. Man. How far away is that, can you tell?
About a mile.
Man alive.
I hope that's the only one.
Tired is the most between 4 and 5, 5 and 6. They can't really jump you between 5 and 6 because it's too close to daylight. They ain't even gonna take that. Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, that's the orderly room.
I think it's getting longer.
Huh? Right down the side of the hoop. Anybody have any idea?
16. You see naked fire now, man. Huh? You see naked fire rising behind the building.
A better look at it. Unless you're working for Walter Cronkite or something.
Yeah, you know, if you were anywhere near that
son of a bitch. Holy mackerel, I wonder what that was. A couple of them out here somewhere?
way to the hangar. That's probably a good way to not come off this damn bunker.
This one?
They getting guards over in the hangar? Huh?
No, I was over there tonight getting some water. They made a month on me.
What?
I was getting some water.
You have to pardon the language around here, but this ain't no place to be couth.
Stuff over there.
Just hope they are cooking off going this way.
Garden at or GIs?
It's their base.
Might be long, man. From here, you know, we can't really tell. pretty spreading away from us, but we can't tell.
We're going to end this newscast with a brief note from one of our fellow comrades.
Ain't nothing to say, man.
That's about all he'd say, too.
We'll
save it for later. Well, it's the sun's up now. Mr. Housekeeper's sitting here with big lumps all over his head. And the walls and the ceiling are clean. All that crap fell on us when Charlie hit. And we've all decided we're going to
pack our...
We're going to leave this place. And maybe today. The preceding was a paid program sponsored by Charlie. We pay with our lives to see this. And needless to say, nobody slept the rest of the night. It was just bam, bam, and boom, bang, and crap flying, and stuff falling out of the ceiling. And I'm ready to come home.
Right.
in the aircraft now, taxiing for takeoff. Looks like we're going to be taking off the opposite way this time.
Well, I hope we make it off.
The aircraft that took off from here that just before this one just got the word that it crashed just a few minutes ago. Crashed at Conto about 25 miles north, going in for another load of folks. But I'm sure this one's going to make it. There's a lot of people in here, trucks and Connexes, sitting right below a truck right now, bouncing and flopping.
Role that widgets play in our national economy.
Oh, certainly, Mr. Bear. I'll start on it right away.